Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
720 WGN, the Lisa Dent Show, is back for 2023, and we are so happy because Tom Skilling is back with us and back from Hawaii. How was your Christmas vacation, Tom?
Oh, it was so interesting out there. You know, I called the boss when I was heading out. I said, look, we've got this cold wave coming. Should I stay here and put this trip up? He said, no, go. So I went. And I went out there, and it was sunny when I landed on the big island. And within a day, we had a storm out there that the locals were telling me was the worst they'd seen in decades. And we had wind, thunder, lightning, waves, mudslides, flooding. It was something. And then the sun came out the rest of the time, but it was fun watching the waves crashing on the beaches out there, because they get those big storms to go across the North Pacific, and they kick out swells that get all the way down to Hawaii. So it was amazing, Lisa, just amazing. I'm learning Hawaiian weather fascinating. It really is quite interesting.
That's wonderful. Our conversation with Tom Skilling is brought to us by PermaSeal Basement Systems. Boy, we're tired of the clouds here, Tom. You came back with cloudy weather. When is this going to change?
You know what? We don't see a big change for a while. I mean, we may get peaks of sun. Do you know, Lisa, we've had 90 minutes total of sun so far this month.
Oh.
We should have had, during that period, we could have had 1,660 minutes. So we've had only 5% of our possible sunshine this month. 6 of the last 10 days have had less than half their normal sun. 4 of them have had no sun at all. So, and, you know, normally December and January are distinctive in the fact they're crummy months in terms of sunshine. We get only about 40% of our possible sun. Last month, December, only got 30% of its possible sun. So no wonder we've all got, what do you want to call it?
Yeah, it's just, I mean, some people get seasonal affective disorder. Others just feel like, it's just so gloomy. And you get the letdown after the holidays. But we've got a new year to look forward to. And I think I remember you saying, like, early in the fall that you thought it would be a mild winter and more rainy than snowy. And so far, that has turned out to be true in my eyes.
Yeah, no, it absolutely is. You know, that cold last week got a lot of attention, as these cold spells are apt to do. And La Nina winters feature spells of cold like that, but then you revert back to warmer weather. And, you know, if you look since back on September 1st when we started meteorological autumn and winter to date, has been, about 58% of days have been above normal and only 42% below normal. So the warmer than normal days, even with last week figured in, are outnumbering the colder than normal days around here. And you usually, by the end of it, a La Nina winter, wind up with some notable cold spells, but also a little warmer than normal when you average the whole season out. So we'll see if that holds sway.
We were doing snow angels on Christmas Eve, though, Tom. You missed out on that.
I'll tell you, that looked mean. I go through the stats here, and I see one day when the high was 1 below and the low was 8 below, lasted only a day, the heart of that cold wave. But, yeah, it was pretty. And if you were across the lake in Michigan, they got pretty good snow, and that was true of all areas downwind of the lake. I was looking at some pictures out of Buffalo where they're looking now with the snow melting at all the metal work on fences and all along the lakefront that were literally bent by action of the waves over there and the ice flows. So crazy weather downwind of the Great Lakes as that cold air moved over the warm water.
And, of course, crazy weather impacted flights. The loss of bags and the canceled flights, just crazy. It wreaked havoc over the holidays. Now, Southwest says that they're pretty much back on track, but there's still weather in Florida. And, of course, that atmospheric river on the West Coast is wreaking havoc, and that's impacting travel again.
It is, and they're not done with that yet. A very active pattern of, you know, this atmospheric river is a highly concentrated stream of moisture. It could be 1,000 miles long. It originates in the tropical Pacific, comes up into California. It brings the majority of the rain and snow that falls in California, and it's been the failure of atmospheric rivers to show up and last that has led to a lot of their water troubles out there and across the West. So they've got the rains coming in, and despite all the flooding you hear about and all the rest, it's going to take, you know, weeks and months of that sort of rain, and it happened last year. It started out very active with record rains and snows, and it all shut down as we got into the new year. So it'll be interesting to see how long this goes on up there, because they still have water issues, and they're going to need a lot more moisture.
Is that going to change? Is this, you know, cloudy, dreary, rainy weather? I know you said we don't have a lot of sunshine in the future, but is there any hope that things will chill up and dry up a little bit?
Well, here's the deal. We don't see any mammoth storm in the short term, and by that I mean the next week or two. We do have some snow showers that will come in Wednesday night, Thursday, and there's a system moving through the southern Midwest that might swipe us with some snow Friday night or Saturday in parts of the area. Not clear that those either one of those will be a big deal. We're above normal on temperature through the middle of the month. That doesn't mean there won't be 30s and chilly weather by day, but we're keeping the nighttime lows up with all this cloud cover, so the days as a whole average above normal. There are model indications of a colder end of the month, and you know, January has that history of big snowstorms around here. So, you know, despite the lack of snow so far, we're going to keep our eyes on how this pattern evolves as we get deeper into the month.
Okay. We'll talk more about that coming up next. And I want you to think of some of your favorite singers. Rolling Stone, as they always do, released a list of the 200 best singers of all time. I thought I read that Celine Dion did not make the list. And that, of course, is creating a little controversy. But there are quite a few on there. So give me a couple names of people that you identify, not just on their vocals, but because what comes out of their mouth makes people pay attention. You know, they're a great artist, a great singer. Give me a couple. We can look them up and tell you where they land on the list.
All right. Well, here are some. Anita Baker, Phil Collins, Justin Timberlake, Stephanie Mills, Denise Williams, Katy Perry, Jose Feliciano.
Oh, my gosh. You do have a lot.
Oh, yeah. Enya. There's another one from Ireland with the beautiful Celtic music. There are just so many. I don't know where to begin, but there are a couple anyway.
All right. We're going to look those up while Mary checks weather and traffic. Tom Skilling is with us, but Mary has your current forecast. And, of course, what's important is what's happening on the roads. What's up, Mayor? Skilling, we got off of weather and onto music because Rolling Stone came out with their list of the top 200 singers of all time. And it used to be that they would let artists vote, and then, you know, all of that was skewed. They were voting for their buddies. So now it's people in the industry, it's employees of Rolling Stone, and Tom gave us a deep list of some of the music. Well, Mary was doing weather and traffic. He was telling me everybody from The Weeknd to Justin Bieber to Katy Perry to Bob Seger. Bob Seger came in at number 181, Tom.
Wow.
I know you mentioned Stevie Wonder while she was doing that. Stevie Wonder came in at number 7.
Oh, yeah. It just went down the Motown list. You know, the Four Tops, Martha and the Vandellas, you know, the whole list. Smokey Robinson. It's amazing.
Keep going and you'll hit the number one on the list, too. Female artist, best singer of all time, according to Rolling Stone magazine. Who do you think it is? Motown.
Barbara?
Nope. Aretha Franklin.
Oh, Aretha. Absolutely. Yeah.
You had to know she was at the top.
Oh, I'll tell you, you know, such talent. Isn't it amazing? You know, somebody once described to me music as an art form that scratches an itch you can reach in no other way. And I thought, Lisa, that's a great way to put it, because when you hear a song that brings back memories when you first heard it, I mean, it transports you places that no other art form takes you to, I think, in quite the same way. Don't you?
Yeah. And do you sing, Tom?
Oh, yes, I do. And badly. that's why you don't want me You don't want to be near here when I'm singing. But I used to be in a choir and reasonably good as a kid, but I've lost any noteworthy singing ability in all those years. But I'm a heck of a singer in the shower, I'll tell you that.
Me too. I sing loudly in the shower, the car, and I don't care who's listening because it just brings a joy. It really does. When you're singing, you can't help but feel good.
So true. So true. Yeah, you know something, though, Lisa? Isn't it something in this day and age, with the number of outlets for obtaining music and listening to it, you really wonder, these groups have a harder time, I think, than they once did. With the array of delivery conduits, you know, through which we get our music,
right?
It must be hard to develop followings, even though you can reach a lot of people in ways that you couldn't do it once before. But don't you think? You wonder if a phenomenon like the Beatles will easily happen again. You know, because there are so many groups able to put their work out there in front of us.
John Lennon is at number 12 on the list. Paul McCartney at number 26 on the list. Elton John at number 100. So those people have stood the test of time and will forever and ever. You'll have to go look at the list. It's just something that Rolling Stone does, and everybody's got their favorites, and they, you know, they explain how they choose these people. So it's kind of interesting. Tom Skilling is with us. Of course, we're talking music and weather, the new year, everything that's headed our way. And you kind of indicated before we took a break that the Our worst snow cold weather has yet to come. We all know that from being in the Midwest. January and those first few weeks of February, we should probably get hit with something, right?
Well, think about it. You know, we had our benchmark snowstorm, the blizzard of 67, that occurred in late January. We had the Jane Byrne, Michael Bolandic blizzard that literally affected the mayoral race back in the late 1970s. And you can just go down the list. We've had Valentine's Day snowstorms and all the rest. So winter's not over yet, Lisa. We may not see the storm at this point. The models may not have caught it, but it may be out there, and it's worth watching. And we'll do that.
And so, Tom, what can we look forward to for the next few days?
Well, rain and even a clap of thunder possible yet this evening. And then tonight goes down to sprinkles. Tomorrow, maybe a peak of sun through the clouds, but more clouds than not. And then perhaps some snow flurries or snow showers tomorrow night and Thursday. Friday, partly sunny. Chance of being swiped by some snow Friday night or Saturday over at least part of the area. And then partly cloudy on Sunday and Monday. We'll see our temperatures fall back to the 30s Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday for daytime highs. But by January standards, when we can be sub-zero and all, that's not bad.
And for anyone who's just now tuning in, Tom broke it down for us earlier about how many minutes of sunshine we've had. Yeah. It's January 3rd, and tell everybody how many minutes of sunshine we've had so far.
We've had 90 minutes of sunshine. That measured by my colleague Frank Wachowski, who's been the official observer for the Weather Service at Midway Airport since the 1950s. 90 minutes of sunshine in a period that could have produced 1,660 minutes of sunshine. So translated, that means we've had 5% of our possible sun in the opening 3 days of January. Little wonder that we're all going slightly stark raving mad with this and cloud cover. It's crazy.
It's true. It's just gloomy, but there is hope on the horizon. It's always nice to talk to you. Thank you for joining us for the new year.
Lisa, it's always great talking to you. Happy New Year. I hope 2023 is a winner in every way for you.
I feel the same for all of us. Thank you. Tom Skilling on 720 WGN. Steve has your news coming up next from the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom, but we got to talk more about these songs. See what Kevin's looking for on the list, and Mary and Steve. The whole crew is back. It's a new year, and it's a new show. And if you want to leave us a message about what you think our show goals should be, I mean, everybody's got individual goals, but are there goals for our show? Is there something you want to see in the new year?
I got some ideas for sports.
Add, something we should get rid of, something we should do better. Give it to us. The number is 312-222-5050. It's the Lisa Dent Show on 720 WGN. Chicago.